My name's Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop, a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. Most of the episodes are conversations about following this incredible, demanding, forgiving man. Some are adventures I've had following him, and others are reflections on the Bible, faith, and spirituality. Why not subscribe and join me on the journey? Here's a little clip of what's coming up in today's episode.
And in relationship with life. And I think that is the change that actually will make a change, which is why I'm walking.
All right, let's go. On Thursday the 9th of September 2021, a ragtag group sheltered from the rain in Bristol Cathedral. There were parents cradling babies, older couples, students. Some carried colourful banners emblazoned with stylized hourglasses, the logo of climate justice group Extinction Rebellion. Some wore crosses. One lady had with her a huge tapestry depicting the Virgin Mary opening her arms to a polar bear, a gorilla, a tiger, and other endangered species. Candle was lit. A prayer was said.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of the natural world which you have created. We are ashamed and sorry that we have destroyed our precious environment. Help us to change our ways. I pray a blessing on this group now as they leave for their pilgrimage. As well as colour and beauty. May they have strong hope and imagination to see a restored, beautiful earth. Bless their feet as they walk. May they have endurance and strength.
And then we were off. It was the first day of a pilgrimage organised by Extinction Rebellion's Faith Bridge, a pilgrimage that had two starting points, London and Bristol, but one destination, Glasgow, the city hosting the COP26 climate summit. The pilgrimage's name? Camino to COP. Sarah MacDonald, one of the organisers, filled me in on why this was happening in the first place.
Do you want to sort of introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what we're doing today and over the next few months, what you're going to be doing?
I'm Sarah. Well, right now we're walking through Snuff Mills Park in Bristol along the river in the rain. We're on the first day of a 500-mile pilgrimage from Bristol and from London to the COP26 climate conference in Glasgow. And we're walking as pilgrims have always walked, as a practice of faith and hope and prayer, to do what we can about the climate emergency. In the faith that this somehow makes a difference, at least makes a difference to us and the people we see and the people we meet, and to really to bear witness to the power of faith in the world.
And why is COP26 such a significant event? Why is this kind of key event for the climate crisis?
COP26, COP stands for Conference of the Parties. It's the 26th time that the parties to the UN, the first UN climate conference back in 1994, they get together every year to make plans and plan action and set targets around climate change and the climate emergency. So the world leaders will be in Glasgow at the conference, and we are hoping that they will be setting forth concrete plans to tackle the climate emergency. This happens every year. We haven't had much joy from COP in the past, but the situation is such now that really this is the last best hope for the world governments to come together and step up and do what has to be done for our survival.
And are you quite hopeful that some good might come of this one? Or are you going into it kind of fully aware that there's a huge kind of hurdle to overcome in actually government's willpower to deliver on promises and deliver on making real change?
Well, I think this comes in at two levels. There's the level at which the government leaders are going to meet, targets, numbers, data-driven, how much carbon can which country emit, how much carbon can be sequestered where, who's going to pay for what. That's all really important and it needs to be done. But I don't think real change will come from COP. It never has before. I think real change comes from things like this pilgrimage that allow us to embed a way of thinking differently about the world into our culture and society, that allow us to really focus on relationship, to focus on allowing things not to be under control, allowing ourselves not to know everything, to focus on living simply, relying on each other, moving slowly and in relationship with life. And yeah. I think that is the change that actually will make a change, which is why I'm walking. I've done a lot of writing emails and sending petitions and all of that stuff. But we're just walking past the waterfall.
Yes, and the path ahead is a little bit waterlogged, so we'll see how we deal with this. After you. And do you see this as an outworking of your faith as well?
Yes, I see it as a practice of faith. A practice as in trying to get better at something.
Yeah.
Or trying to understand something more deeply, rather than a practice in the sense of doing it. It's a practice to improve, to get better at living in this different relationship with life. And life for me is a life with a capital L, is another name for God. So yes, this is about faith for me.
Yeah. And I love how we started this morning by lighting a candle in the cathedral, and there was a time of prayer and almost commissioning the pilgrimage. Is that going to continue throughout the whole kind of 55 days or whatever?
That would be the intention. I mean, I will make that happen up until Birmingham, and then we'll see how we go on from there. But I think so, yes, because this pilgrimage is put together by XR Faith Bridges and by Christian Climate Action. And not everybody here has a faith. People of all faiths and no faiths. But everybody has their connection to life, to the sacred, and that's why they're here.
Mm. And tell me a little bit about when you get to Glasgow. Am I right in thinking there's going to be a vigil that's going to be taking place throughout the conference?
As far as I know, another arm of XR Faith Bridges is called Earth Vigil. As far as I know, they will be running vigils throughout the whole of the 12 days. And when we arrive on the 30th of October, or on the 31st, I can't remember, there'll be a 24-hour overnight vigil. So that's right. What we will go into when we get to Glasgow, as an overnight vigil.
What an amazing thing to arrive to.
I know.
It'd be quite extraordinary. Yeah. Oh, well, bless you. Thank you for sharing your story. And just excited to be here on this first day of this amazing adventure that you're heading out on.
Yeah.
Does it really feel like an adventure?
It really does, because it's stepping into the unknown. Who knows what this will bring? And that's what pilgrimage does. You don't know. When you start walking, anything could happen.
Yeah. Have you done many pilgrimages before?
I've done a little bit of the Compostela to Santiago. Done quite a lot of long-distance walking, but not much pilgrimage.
Yeah.
But I'm quite interested in the idea of pilgrimage and what different people think about it and what it means and why we do it. This is, you know, it's been going on for hundreds of years, hasn't it, pilgrimage? What's the point? What's the efficacy? What difference does it make? So we'll see.
See what difference it makes in 2 months' time, I guess. Yeah. Bless you. Yeah. Well, all the best.
Thank you.
And bless you on your journey.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, no, it's a privilege.
As I walked with the pilgrims, I heard how God was setting hearts ablaze with a deep concern for the planet. A concern that simply could not stay inactive, that had to translate into concrete action. I was inspired by stories of activism, political involvement and community mobilisation. I had a long conversation with someone about the theology of ecology. A Catholic couple shared how they now saw this as their primary mission. As we came to the church that marked the end of day one and that night's accommodation, I prepared to leave the pilgrims. But before I did, the church's minister blessed their journey, all that had passed, and all that was to come.
But I thought it'd be nice for those of us half-hearted people who are only doing a day, it'd be nice for us to bless you, all those that are carrying on, and for where we'll get to. So I thought I'd use the Celtic blessing, which has been a Northumbria community blessing, which has been a big deal for me and my family over the years. So is that okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So as we arrive, we think of those of us who have to move on in a sense, and we pray, may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storms, alleluia. May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home, rejoicing, once again into our doors. And as we end the walk, the pilgrimage for today, for those of us who will stay within these doors, may your peace, your blessing, and your refreshment go with us. And for those who will move on, may they too know that they have walked. We have each walked with that blessing and that love beside us. Strengthen us for the task of calling out the truth of your beauty and the goodness that is around us. And may we accept the foolishness that has plundered so much that is good. Strengthen us for this task. Indeed, for those who will go on, strengthen for this task of proclaiming truth, and even with joy in their hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brilliant. If any of you want to stay, so tonight,
in Genesis,
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and care for it. How God's heart must break for the abuse of his creation. On that rainy day in September 2021, I was reminded that stewardship of the natural world isn't a passive thing. It might look like activism, conversation, and intercession. It might look like a 500-mile hike to Scotland, but it doesn't look like turning a blind eye and pretending that we don't have a part to play. COP26 has now passed, with varying opinions on how successful it was. One thing is for certain. There is work to be done on this beautiful, fragile planet we call Earth. Many thanks to Johnny Davies for creating the theme tune. Thanks as well to Tattooed Preacher and Thomas Thorogood for the additional music. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast, and if you want to support it further, there are two fun ways to do that. Just check the description for the links. I really appreciate you listening. God bless you, and I'll see you down the road.